Hello. Father Chef.
Hi, this is Shalette calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello
today?
There, Shalette. How you? I ain't heard from you in a long time.
No, it has been a little bit since we last spoke.
Right. I've been speaking to your other referees and everything. Okay, so this is what I'm having. I have three issues. The first issue is somebody keep calling me on Local Splash saying that I'm not number one on Google and people don't see me. It's that phone number belongs to 304. Hold on a minute.
Let me see. I'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
It's 708-304-1207. And and then she called me from She called me from 8473837221, and they saying that I
should join up with them, and they can explore the business online. And if you call that number, and then she'll pick up, and you can talk to her about it. I don't know why.
We don't call that number.
You know. Okay, but that's the number. Yeah.
I'm taking these numbers down.
Yeah.
But if these are... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to say that's not a client, you know, like people calling you. You know what I'm saying? Like people calling in. No, that's a people who's calling in. They want me to leave.
Sign up with them.
And sign up with them. And I'm like, they said that I'm not showing... They said... She says that I'm number 13. Like if somebody was looking for me and I'm down to 13, scroll. And I'm like, I don't understand it. I mean, you know, and so she was like, you're not showing up as number one. And, so that's, and I just told her, I just said, well, I had to go. So I immediately call y'all.
Okay. We appreciate. Go ahead.
No, and then that one. All right. That was it on that matter there.
Okay.
The next.
Let me address that before we move to the next. You want to run?
No.
Do them one at a time.
Yes. One at a time. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know where I would do without you, Celeste. You know, you're my favorite person.
Oh, thank you, Lonnie. We've been working together a long time.
A long time.
You know, we actually spoke in February, but
But you've spoke
to a lot of people since that, so yeah.
Right,
Catherine,
yeah.
Yeah, Lily.
But can't nobody pick your place? So that's about
it. That's good.
Yeah. But if I can, I like, if there's anything you can do, because I don't want to receive those type of calls, from them. They, you know, so they call me from a different number. And, I really couldn't talk with them because I was doing some projects and I really didn't have time to talk with them. And so she called me back and, but she'll pick the phone up or whatever. So I never called them back. But, so the next issue is, let's see. The restaurants. I still haven't gotten no restaurants.
I know. I've heard you haven't gotten any calls from that. And yet, just a moment. Thing of it is, you are, every time I've checked and I'm checking again, you are ranking for that. It's just nobody's calling for that. Let me just look again. Let me just look again, okay?
All right.
Yep. You're still showing up on anybody that's searching restaurant furniture repair. You're showing up for it. But it just, I hear you that you haven't had any calls from it. And, you know, we can continue to do posting to mention restaurants some more to try to help with that.
Yes. All right, here.
And so that's one of the things that we can continue to do. And did you have any pictures of restaurant jobs you've done in the past that you could send us?
I'm gonna get that up, and I got my pictures back, cause I had got me a new phone, and I'm gonna get it back.
Okay.
So I will do that. The next thing is, the customers have been leaving reviews, and they left me 5 stars. If you can look at that for me right quick. And I'm not understanding why is it not moving. Why does it still show 4.8? And the last 6 customers have given me 5 reviews. I don't understand that. Why is it, you know, like when you go online, and it keep on saying 4.8, but all these reviews that I'm getting 5 stars, it's not going to 5 stars. How can I still get the same thing?
No, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, Google is slow to move that, you know, when none of us can anticipate when they're going to recalculate that average and say it should be something different. Let me just take a look at this real quick again. Just a moment. I'm going to take a look at some of the reviews, okay? The best thing you can do is exactly what you are doing as far as you just continue to get these. Okay, so it says 4.8. Let me go down the line. You've had 4 of them. Okay, so of all your reviews, 4 of them are 4-star, and 1 of them is 2-star. And so of that, they're not giving you 5-star because, you know, there's still some negative impact to those couple lower ones that you've had. Now,
okay,
I don't know.
That's back in the past.
That's
back in the past there. So, I mean, but look at the 5 stars that I'm getting now. I think it's, how many is showing 5 stars now?
Well, for instance, five of them are for, okay, now, let me just.
And this is like in a row. I'm getting all these like in a row. And,
right. All of these new ones are 5-star.
Right.
For a long time. Actually.
Right. So
what people are going to see, though. I'm going to tell you, it might say 4.8, but when you look at it, you see 5 stars. None of us can tell that's not a full star, you know? So it says 4.8.
Right.
It looks like 5 stars. And if people start reading your reviews, all they're going to see is all the good ones. You'd have to go a long way to find a bad one or to find less than 5 stars. I mean, you'd have to go a long way to find that one, you know? So,
right.
Even though we can't change that, how they're rating it, you still look great, you know, with these reviews. Now, we want it to turn all 5 stars? Absolutely.
Right, because I have seen some other business there. They got 5 stars, and I was thinking that it would push it all of it away, and it should have, you know, I mean, they've been giving me, you know, 5, and we have the very successful jobs and everything, and it seems like I should have a 5 now.
I understand. Well, you know, I understand. And, you know, you want to keep getting those great reviews. This is all that people are going to see, are these good reviews, pretty much.
Right.
But at the same time, I understand.
Right. That was the last representative had let me know it's best to make sure you get the reviews in, and then it will move up then, and I will get the 5 stars. And he said that he's going to send a thing out to Google and see can they get that one bad review taken off. But he said it's going to take some time. But he says that to make sure that I can, you know, get good reviews, and then it should change over to 5 stars. And it hasn't.
I understand. And I can see the response in February. We requested of Google to take the 2-star review removal down. And Google said review is not eligible for removal, that they didn't find a violation of their policies, and that the review is going to remain visible. So they won't take it down. But, you have to scroll a long way to see it.
Okay, but still, shouldn't it, but if you keep on getting 5 stars reviewed, then should it go to 5 stars instead of 4.8?
I would think so. I mean, honestly, I would think so. But as long as it's not, I mean, there's just that tiny fraction that isn't 5 stars that's making it 4.8 right now. But the higher your 5-star numbers go, the more likely it is that can go up to, you know?
Okay. Because we have improved a lot, and we have improved a whole lot, and that's what I want to make sure that we do, you know, and service customers and everything. And the other customer is gonna give me a review. I just did a table, and I did 6 chairs today, and we delivered that. And he has not written his review yet, but he will, whenever he gets time, then he'll do the review. And I've been letting people know to leave a review and go to the Find Your Post and then scroll down where it says review and then click on that. And then, but the next thing is, it says Yelp.
No, you don't want them to go to Yelp to leave the review. So you're just leading them to the wrong place. Okay.
But why is that on there? Look at it for me right quick. When you scroll down and you click on review, it says Yelp thereby.
Okay. So just a minute. It depends on what you're scrolling down to look at. In other words, just a moment. I'm going to look at your Google Business profile right now. If somebody Googles your business name, they're going to find your Google Business profile, and they're also going to see Yelp and other things, other places that they could do it. So the best way is, instead of telling them to do it that way, is to use the link that we give you instead and give them a link. So because here's the thing. When I Google your business name, I see your Google Business profile, and I know what it is, but people can also see your Yelp listing and think, oh, that's where I go. So,
right, exactly. You know, so, I mean, they don't know, because two people have, I said, do you read me a review? And she said, yes, she said, I left it on Yelp. And I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me just check something for you. So we've probably done this before. Okay. There's a link in your dashboard, and I'm going to resend that link to you, okay? When you're talking to somebody and they want to leave you a review, you should give them this link that I'm sending you now.
Okay. So forward that link to them?
Yes. Now, if you ever can't find that link, it's actually in the Local Splash dashboard under reviews, or you can ask a CCN.
Okay.
All right. Because I see what's happening.
I'm
That'll be the way to get
that,
them
then.
There.
All right. I'll tell them that. I just tell them the look up on local splash, and then they can leave the
no.
review. Okay.
No, 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 not that. The link I sent
okay.
you is the link
okay.
that you want
to
give them. Yeah, in a text message.
Okay. Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is, you have can log into your local splash dashboard and find this link again if you lose it. That's what I'm telling you.
All right, then. All right. I'll do that, then. I'll do that. All right. So,
mm-hmm.
all right. So, I got the link. So, you sent me the link to my text message, and I'm going to forward
yes.
that link to every customer. Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Just tell them if they're going to leave you a review, that link, like, they need to know why you're sending them that link. So, you definitely want to tell them, you know, they know that you're doing it so they can leave you a review. When you send them that
okay.
link, it takes them straight to your Google Business profile where they leave the review.
All right.
It'll be easier.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. And
I'll
look at those numbers that you got, those calls. We can't stop all spam calls, but I can block those numbers, and we'll go from there, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Lonnie.
All right.
Bye.